In the last few years, scientists have determined that 7 or 8 hours is the optimum amount of sleep for human beings. And they figured out that people who consistently get less than that usually don't perform life tasks as well as they could. Those are the simple takeaways from sleep research, and they've gotten people talking about sleep, which is gratifying to researchers such as Ken Wright, who directs the University of Colorado's Sleep and Chronobiology Lab.
We know now that sleep's involved in so many aspects of our normal health and physiology. And so, yeah, I think sleep is and the circadian system and the circadian rhythms is a very, very hot field.
Wright was one of the guest panelists at a recent retreat of Washington State University sleep scientists. The public profile of sleep was also elevated by the recent Nobel Prize awarded to scientists studying circadian rhythms, also known as our body clock. Wright says new wearable technologies, such as Fitbit, also make sleep and the need for it more accessible to the average person.
And I think if we can really take those to the next level and record many things and add that to all this data that we have on people's health and mix that together, that is going to lead to next breakthroughs in terms of understanding sleep and its importance in modern world.
You can hear more of this discussion on Inland Journal Thursday at noon on KPBX and at 5 p.m. Thursday on KSFC. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.